This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City Public Schools have made some big gains under the leadership of Superintendent Mark Bedell. Soon the district could be fully accredited for the first time in decades, and it will be up to a newly elected Board of Education to sustain that progress. KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains what's at stake come April 2nd.
The school board that's seated next month won't bear much resemblance to the current board. State lawmakers mandated a new election map that took the number of seats down to 7 from 9. Only 3 members filed to run again.
There's a little bit of sadness about the old board leaving.
That's Member-at-Large Jennifer Wolfsey. You won't see her name on the ballot because she's running unopposed. She's one of the only returning members from a board that gets credit for working well with each other and with administration.
Even though you got this nice, calm, and kind of consistent decision-making, there was a lot of back and forth.
But the back and forth was usually respectful. The outgoing board helped shake off a dysfunctional reputation from the era when meetings routinely devolved into chaos. Now a new board will have to figure out how to work together. In Subdistrict 1, which encompasses a southwest sliver of the city, Board Treasurer Matthew Oates is trying to keep his seat. After he graduated from Paseo High School, he realized his college classmates had had more opportunities than KCPS students.
It would have been easy for me to flee to Johnson County, but it was very important for me to come back and pour whatever I had back into the system to make it a better place.
His opponent, Rita Cortez, is the executive director of the Menorah Heritage Foundation. She says the district needs to do a better job of communicating more broadly.
Subdistrict 1 is a district where there are a lot of families who make choices other than KCPS.
No one collected enough signatures to appear on the ballot in the 4th subdistrict, which extends from Midtown to the sports complex. 4 write-in candidates are running. Attorney Clinton Adams Jr. has the backing of Black Political Caucus Freedom, Inc., and a long history of criticizing the district. He's campaigning on how much money is diverted from KCPS for tax incentives.
They're under attack and under assault from the developers who don't pay an equitable or fair share.
Marvia Jones is a community psychologist who's been working with the health department on violence prevention programs. She says KCPS students are incredibly resilient.
By the time a child has made it to your classroom, they have already survived so much.
Ibrahim Ramsey, another KCPS graduate, runs a mentoring program that gets fathers to volunteer in Head Start classrooms. He's running for his 2 young kids.
And when you look at those kids that are starting off in our district, it gives you hope for the future.
DeMonte Rochester currently serves on the District Advisory Committee, the parent organization that provides feedback to the board. He's both a graduate and a parent, and says the district is still figuring out how to communicate effectively.
There's a gap, and somewhere along the line, that needs to be fixed in order to be able to be a transparent, world-class school district that we're trying to be.
Mark Wasserstrom is running in the 5th subdistrict. He says he's troubled by the lack of racial integration in district schools. He wants to see KCPS reopen his alma mater, Southwest High School.
Get middle-class Kansas City to embrace the public school system.
Then there's Jensen Adams, the district's former sustainability manager, also running in the 5th. Adams' big issue is special education. He has a son with special needs.
And I've also learned that I'm not alone in the district. Nearly 20% of the student body has some kind of a special education plan.
Not on the ballot, Nate Hogan in the 2nd subdistrict and Manny Abarca in the 3rd, and Patty Manser, another incumbent. She says her advice to incoming board members is, after you're elected, the platform you ran on has to come second to actually governing.
They campaign on their own individual ideas, but then when they come onto a board, you have to start to work together. You have to build consensus collaboratively.
New board members will be sworn in April 10th. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.
You'll find profiles of all the school board candidates you're about to meet at kcur.org.